Coming up, Polonia Today, a radio program in English on Polish topics with producer and host Debbie Majka.
Happy New Year, good afternoon, and dzień dobry. I'm Debbie Majka, producer and host of Polonia Today, and today is Sunday, January 9th, and don't miss the talk at 3 p.m. sponsored by the Polish People's University. Due to the continuing uptick in COVID cases, today's talk takes place via Zoom. And as always, Chopin's concert Rondo Krakowiak welcomes you to the multicultural voice of the Greater Delaware Valley, WWDB 860 AM, and another edition of Polonia Today, a Polish program in English, which includes news from Poland, the Cultural Corner, events in the Greater Delaware Valley Polish American community, and in every program, a variety of Polish music. Classical, polkas and oberecks, folk songs, popular music, and oldies too. So let's begin today, after our first official snowfall, scant though it was, with Andrzej Piaseczny and Krzysztof Krawczyk, and Kochajmy się zimą. Let's love winter.
Białe płatki na szybach mrozu kładą się wzorem, każdy nim z nieba zleci, snuje swoją historię. Książki świata niech zawierucha, a z płatków może miłości. Moja dla ciebie chcesz jej, to będzie pełna zimowych przygód. Wiosny dni, o nic nikt nam nie broni, kochać się jeszcze zimą. Kochać się pośród wszystkich, chłodem uczuć zmarzniętych, pod czapkami i w płaszczach.
Radio Polonia brings us the news from Poland.
Radio Poland, the external service of Polish Radio.
This is news from Poland coming to you from Radio Poland in Warsaw. And I invite you to this broadcast from the English service. We start with our current affairs section, and in the magazine, Poland calls on European Commission to reform EU's emissions trading scheme.
We applied for a comprehensive reform, and we want the European Commission to take the first step and withdraw financial entities from the system.
Also, foreign workers are still interested in staying in Poland amid the pandemic.
The situation in this matter is much calmer than it was in 2020. Everybody get used to all pandemic issues. We have vaccinations, so right now the situation is much better for employees, for agencies, and for employees from Eastern Europe as well.
And new restrictions likely as virus cases continue to rise.
Everything points that we will soon move on to the fifth wave because the new variant spreads very rapidly and probably it will dominate the Delta variant.
But first, news from Poland, a look at the news stories of the day. New curbs ahead if COVID-19 numbers continue to rise. Polish government on new policies to help mitigate inflation. And champion ski jumper Kamil Stoch returns home withdrawn from Four Hills tournament. Poland's health ministry has said that if coronavirus infections continue to grow at the present rate, new restrictions could be introduced before the end of the week. Poland this Tuesday reported 11,670 new coronavirus infections and 433 more deaths related to COVID-19. Most of the new infections were reported in the central region of Mazovia with capital Warsaw, Lesser Poland with the city of Kraków and Lower Silesia with Wrocław. 72 cases of the new Omicron variant have been confirmed, mostly in the regions of Mazovia and Pomerania on the coast. Speaking on Polish radio, Professor Karolina Sieroń, who heads the COVID ward in a hospital in Silesia, said that the current statistics of infections were underestimated and that a spike in new cases was to be expected in about a fortnight. Omicron, of course, as well as these past days, that is the Christmas holidays and the New Year, when it seemed COVID didn't function. I believe we'll have to pay for this. Most of our patients are young, that's 30, 40 years old. Problem is they wait too long, won't take the test because they feel they don't have to, or just try to sit it out at home. As she says, 95% of her patients are not vaccinated against COVID-19. At Tuesday's briefing, Health Ministry spokesman Wojciech Andrusiewicz repeated the appeal to vaccinate children. As he said, since December the 16th, some 21,000 children aged between 5 and 11 have received the vaccination. He also said that in the older age group, 12 to 17, some 46% of children have been vaccinated. On Monday, Health Minister Adam Niedzielski said that we were witnessing growing increases in the number of infections, adding that if this continued to rise at the present rate this week, further curbs would be introduced.
And with that report, we conclude the news from Poland. Stay tuned for the Cultural Corner and the Philly Scene after we hear from the sponsors who helped to bring you Polonia Today.
Are you looking for an elegant yet affordable ballroom for your wedding reception or maybe a bridal or baby shower? How about a special birthday or retirement party? Look no further than the recently renovated Belvedere Ballroom at the Associated Polish Home, conveniently located at 9150 Academy Road, just off I-95. Expert catering, full-service bar, professional hardwood dance floor, safe off-street parking. Let Polish Home's experienced banquet manager plan your special event in the Belvedere Ballroom. Phone Diane at 856-912-1303.
Every meal becomes a feast with provisions from Czerw Brothers, the Kielbasy Boys. Kielbasa prepared in brick oven smokehouses, homemade pierogi, bacon, krakowska, and many varieties of sausage. Czerw Brothers, 3370 Tilton Street, Port Richmond, 215-423-1707. Monday through Saturday, stop by. John Czerw always welcomes you with a smile and high-quality, delicious polska kielbasa. 215-423-1707.
niedzielę 16 stycznia o 3 po południu w Polskim Domu odbędzie się koncert kolęd pod sponsoratem Hurżeńskiego imienia Marceli Kochańskiej-Sembry. Nasze piękne polskie kolędy wykonują Hurżeński i Hurhejnał z Brooklina. Poczęstunek po koncercie. Bilety w cenie $15 od osoby. Serdecznie zapraszamy. Hi, this is Debbie Mica, and you're tuned to Polonia Today, here at the Multicultural Voice of the Greater Delaware Valley, WWDB 860 AM. And today in the Cultural Corner, Radio Polonia shares Poland's love of the American musical.
This is Radio Poland, broadcasting from Warsaw. I'm Elżbieta Krajewska. Join me for the first High Notes Music Magazine of the new year. It's become something of a tradition to bring in the new year with a look at the lighter muse, invited to opera and theatre stages over the past months, and I'm starting not with a new production, but a small anniversary, the 100th show of Lucy Simon's Zhivago at the Podlasie Opera in Białystok. Before the show launched, I had been speaking to translator Daniel Wyszogrodzki, who is also behind lyrics to Polish versions of West Side Story, The Sound of Music, Cats and Mamma Mia, to name a few.
As we know, it's a famous book. It's a great epic story, very romantic. And it takes place in Russia over a period of almost 3 decades. So there's a lot of space and a lot of time involved, and this has to be somehow projected to the theater stage. And as we know, musical is a purely American form. The roman itself, the novel, is very Russian, and we're here in between two worlds in Białystok, which is kind of a crosswords of East and West and many different cultures. So I believe it's a very good idea to stage this Polish premiere of the musical Dr. Zhivago in Opera Podlaska in Białystok. Myself, I had a great fun translating it into Polish. I have some experience with very world-famous titles like The Phantom of the Opera, Les Miserables, Cats, some of the greatest musicals of all time, and I see Dr. Zhivago as one of them. It's a classic story, and it's greatly written. The music itself is very melodic, very romantic, and I believe the audience is going to love it. It's a very important part of the contemporary theater, the musical stage, and it's still developing, it's still improving, and there's a lot of fascinating things going on. It's changing, and Poland is kind of catching up with producing the world famous titles, plus the works of Stephen Sondheim that I also translated, and some real Broadway blockbusters like The Producers. And I'm very happy to see that, because we're learning the vocabulary of musical. We are educating the new generation of musical theater actors, and we can see the transformation happening on Polish stage. There's more and more theaters getting involved into the musical productions, and this is the only way to improve the quality, because for a while it was mostly the Roma Theater in Warsaw that started producing this spectacular, almost like, you know, Broadway and West End production shows, and now there's more theaters, and I'm very happy to find Opera Podlaska and Białystok to be very open when it comes to this repertoire. Dotyk twój i twoje słowa otwierały mnie od nowa. Nadal słyszę ich melodie i pamiętam każdy szum. Czy twe to gwiezdne wrota, kiedy trzymasz mnie w ramionach?
masz dziś całe moje życie. Mój spełniony sen, radosny świt w myśli i modlitwie. Wiarę dałaś mi,
Paulina Janczak and Walker Zagrobelny in the duet from Zhivago, as recorded for the Podlasie Opera, which has just seen its 100th performance of the musical.
And we're continuing in the cultural corner of Polonia today. January 11th, 1953, the death of opera singer Marcella Kochańska-Sembrich, who made her debut at the age of 19. From 1883 to 1909, she was the reigning lyric and coloratura soprano with the Metropolitan Opera Company in New York. Few of her American audiences knew that she was also one of Europe's finest violinists and pianists, whose artistry had been admired by Franz Liszt himself. She taught at the Juilliard School of Music in New York and the Curtis Institute of Music in Philadelphia, where the pianist Josef Hoffmann was director of the music department. Kochańska-Sembrich's many charities brought her the thanks of President Theodore Roosevelt. In her last 15 years, her summer home on Lake George in upstate New York was open to all seeking guidance in the most demanding of musical arts. And it's no wonder why our Philadelphia-based Polish Singers Alliance of America Chorus has chosen the name Marcella Kochańska-Sembrich. Let's listen now to the chorus and this lullaby, Kołysanka.
Thank you. During market ups and downs, you face many questions and uncertainties. Is my 401k allocation still right? How will my retirement plans be impacted? How will my dreams and goals be affected? As an Ameriprise financial advisor, Steve Krzyzewski can provide you with solid strategies and tips to help you protect what matters and weather market volatility. To learn more, call Steve at 610-943-3117. That's 610-943-3117. Or stop by his office at 101 West Elm Street, Suite 610, Conshohocken, PA. Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA and SIPC.
A taste of Poland in Port Richmond, Polka Deli, located conveniently at 2719 East Allegheny Avenue. Kielbasa, fresh meats and cheeses, pierogi, naleśniki, homemade soups, deli sandwiches, desserts, candy, and much, much more. Marek Kucharski and family invite you. Open daily. Phone 215-634-3750. I repeat, 215-634-3750. Polka Deli, a taste of home.
W niedzielę 16 stycznia o 3 po południu w Polskim Domu odbędzie się koncert kolęd pod sponsoratem chóru żeńskiego imienia Marceli Kochańskiej-Sembry. Nasze piękne polskie kolędy wykonują chór żeński i chór Hejnał z Brooklina. Poczęstunek po koncercie. Bilety w cenie $15 od osoby. Serdecznie zapraszamy.
Hi, this is Debbie Micah, and you're tuned to Polonia Today, here at WWDB 860 AM, and here in Philadelphia today at 3 p.m. via Zoom, the Polish People's University Talk in the Polish language, the speaker, Dr. Małgorzata Pośpiech, the topic, anti-communist underground activities in Poland from 1945 to 1965. Check out the Polish People's University Facebook page for the Zoom link. And although you've heard the promo for the Marcela Kochańska-Sembry Chorus's After Christmas concert on January 16th, please be aware that in the interest of everyone's safety, the concert has been canceled. And as TJ signals me that another edition of Polonia Today is drawing to a close, we'll hear the children from the Golec Orchestra Foundation that promotes the culture and heritage of the Górale, the Highlanders, and passes it on to the children. And one of these lively shepherd's carols, Gore Gwiazda Jezusowi. Till next Sunday afternoon at 1:30, do usłyszenia.
Uwaga, no to lecimy. No to lecimy, uwaga. Z dwa, trzy, cztery. Jarek.